Hiatus. A pause or gap in a sequence, series, or process. My process. Through My Lens.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
We must accept that we will eventually grow apart from people. People who we have had significant relationships with, and not just romantically, but maybe even artistically. We all have different paths. We all come to each other with our own histories. And so it makes nothing but sense when one thinks about the growing apart that eventually will happen in partnerships. So you have to understand and accept when someone is no longer positively affecting you, when there's nothing positive coming back towards you, or vice versa, when you no longer contribute anything more positively to the relationship. You have to accept that this can and will happen. And so letting go is the only thing that will make sense. In order for both of you to flourish and grow, you must sometimes think about letting go. I've actually had a bit of a hiatus here on Through My Lens because I was actually in a sort of collective that had a bunch of great photographers, actually, photographers that I respect greatly. I was invited to be part of them. And that relationship actually sort of vanished into thin air. It started off with extreme positivity. And the funny thing is that this relationship, this group actually formed very shortly after the Black Couch session that Shutter Time with Mac had. I'll put a link to that episode. That was actually, that was a good episode because a lot of us had our concerns expressed about what we felt was holding us back. And I guess maybe we decided we would do something about it. And so they decided to start a group and I was invited to it. I was actually very happy to be invited to it. I saw so many things that we could have done or should have done or would have done. They never happened. Not while I was there. Perhaps they're happening now. But I actually stuck around longer than perhaps I would have in my past incarnation. My past self, because I wanted to see what this group of people could do and how this group would expand to include others, perhaps, within the borders of this collective. Now, that never happened while I was there. And like with any group, you will always have a sort of butting of, you know, of heads when it comes to trying to figure out where to move a group of people who have had histories that were vastly different from each other. So it actually felt as if I was causing more pain and suffering for others, and vice versa. There was more pain and suffering caused by others within this group that I could not stand by any longer. And therefore, I decided I would relieve myself from the group. I would leave just to hopefully get this group to not completely dissolve. I did not want to be the cause of it. And so therefore I left. You know, sometimes I bit my tongue a lot in the group. And the reason why I did that is because I saw sort of an injustice happening towards some of the members, including myself, who were trying to share in the group. But like there's a two-way street in a relationship, right? You can't have a relationship succeed if it's always a one-way street. Like, let's say a marriage, or let's say you have a significant other that you're sharing a life with. If it's always just one person giving and the other one just taking and never giving back, what will that do to the dynamics of this relationship? It is like a seesaw that will always be up for one, down for the other. It doesn't work. There's no balance. There is a disequal. There is no equilibrium within that relationship. That was the same thing that sort of happened in this group. The balance sort of tipped more towards negativity. And perhaps that's why I created my Yes episode, the last episode. If you want, you could go listen back to that. And that episode actually sparked me to also create a collective on Discord called the Yes Collective. Something that I hoped would sort of bring creatives together and recreate perhaps what that first collective was trying to do. Now, I will admit, it has not quite succeeded as I wanted it to happen, right? I hoped that people from different groups groups and different backgrounds and different experiences would come together and maybe see what each other are doing and then form their own little collaborations, right? Like say a podcaster and a photographer, they sort of see what each other do and either the podcaster says, hey, come on to my podcast and talk about your photography, or the photographer says, hey, you know what, I've seen what you've done on Instagram, I like the work you're creating, let's see if maybe we could put an e-zine together, right? An electronic magazine perhaps. I don't know, I think big sometimes, I fail big sometimes, and I'm okay with that. I'd rather fail trying than just to sit back and do nothing at all. So yeah, if you're listening to this and you're a photographer, if something's not working for you, just let go. Find a different path. It really isn't necessary to stress yourself out and try to shoehorn something into a space that doesn't quite fit in your life. I really wished I could have stayed in the collective to do something with the group that had formed there. Perhaps there'll be success in the future collective that has to do with photography. Maybe more people will join the Yes Collective. And maybe we will sort of collaborate there and create more work via that group. But if it doesn't happen, I'm okay with that. There isn't an extreme negativity in the group, which is fine. And I love that. There isn't a lot of activity actually in the group, which is also fine. I don't expect much from people, and I hope they don't expect too much from me. But yeah, when there's suffering and you're part of it, if stepping away from it is the solution, just step away. If staying there to help support the other is the solution, do that. But don't do that at the detriment of yourself. Do that hopefully to raise both of you and the other to a higher level. Letting go. That's the answer sometimes. Letting go. So this year has been quite amazing for the photography world. We have Canon and Nikon finally joining the mirrorless full frame realm. They both, of course, had mirrorless cameras before. Everyone talks as if that never happened, but they were not full frame cameras. We have an alliance forming between Sigma, Leica, and Panasonic with their new L mount. That could truly be something amazing in the future. That is, of course, just a pre-announcement. We don't actually have a camera from Panasonic yet, but that was the Panasonic S1 and the S1R. That could really and truly be something that could worry someone like Sony and Fuji, the big dogs right now in the mirrorless world. Actually, Panasonic is not too shabby in the mirrorless world either, especially with their G9, I believe, and their G, I don't even know what model they're up to with their G, you know, I'm gonna stop. I know that Panasonic is doing great, especially in the video realm when it comes to their mirrorless cameras. So this year, I think, is one of those years where slightly in the mirrorless's favor. I think most people's, as I said in our last cybercast recording, most people would benefit from mirrorless, especially if you're not a pro. You would actually benefit far more from mirrorless than from going with a DSLR, the traditional DSLR, which is basically a camera with a mirror box that has a slapping mirror to expose the sensor. Funny enough, I actually have been shooting a lot with my Olympus E500, which is not a mirrorless camera, but it is a four-thirds camera, a four-third DSLR. Yeah, that's right, folks. I said four-thirds, not micro four-thirds. The colors that CCD sensor, Kodak CCD sensor, and that produces are amazing, actually, in my mind. Especially if you're shooting it at ISO 100. Sometimes, like I said in the other part of this episode, we have to learn to let go. But sometimes we actually also need to learn to hold on. Hold on to those things that actually give us positivity and a great vibe. Now that camera is an old camera, the DSLR. But it gets the job done. It actually creates images that are pleasing to my eye and pleasing to my soul. So yeah, when I say let go, I mean let go of the toxic and negative things in your life. But hold on to those positive things. The positive things that make you feel good and make you a better you. Not that a camera makes me a better me, but you know what I mean. Now, let's talk about what other people are creating online that are actually making me feel rather energized. Let's start actually with something that I'm a part of. So we have, of course, we all know the Bubble Sword show, which is done by John, Vic, and I. So that's John TG, Vic Hudson, and I, Clay Daly. Well, our co-host, Vic, actually created a spin-off. You've heard me put a snippet of our spin-off on the previous episode. But I was actually not on any of those shows yet. The show that I'm actually discussing with Vic and Ronnie Lutz is we are discussing Castle of Rock, the Hulu exclusive.
Coming soon to Bubble Sort TV.
Clay.
I'm here. What's up?
Is that Ronnie Lutz I hear?
It is. I'm throwing up right now, but it's me, yes.
We're going to talk about Castle Rock.
I need a name, son. Who are you? What's your name? We got no records of you. Come on. What's your name? How'd you get inside this prison?
A little bit creeped out.
And a little bit scared.
People think we're just one of those dead towns they've heard about. A run of bad luck, worse judgment, broken promises. We know different, don't we?
What a show. I would advise all of you to watch it. And then, when Vic releases the episode where we discuss the episodes, you will have a blast listening back. It is an extremely fun show to watch and discuss. And there's supposed to be a season two. I can't wait to see what they bring next. Because season one already knocked it out the park. Now, I kind of wish, and I'm one of these people who likes very short series, I either wish they had gone with a 4-episode season one or had just killed it all and just done episode 1 through 10 and make that be season start and finish done. Story from beginning to end. No need for season two. I'm not a fan of multiple seasons unless it's something like Doctor Who or something like Naruto or something like that. But when it comes to a story like Castle Rock, that should really and truly be a 1-2 punch knockout in one season. But you know, they sort of left us on a bit of a cliffhanger. If you saw the episode, you know what I mean. Slight bit of a cliffhanger. I'm eager to see where they go next. We also, Vic and I, are reviewing Legion, which is another great show. Twisty as H-E-C-K. Yeah, that's right. Very twisty show. Very twisty, mind twisty, that is. And I can't wait for Vic to release those as well. We actually only recorded 1 episode so far because we've sort of been consumed, of course, by other things. Like right now, Vic is doing, with Scott, doing the Better Call Saul. Gosh, what a tongue twister. Better Call Saul shows. That's what he's reviewing right now. And so that's done with Scott Wilsey from the Pocket Size podcast. And I think he just caught up. So if you are watching Better Call Saul, just go and check that out. I left a trailer of it on the last episode. Go check that out. I'm not caught up, so I am not listening, and we all know Clay does not like spoilers. So yeah. That is what I am involved in that sort of is energizing me and sort of pulling me back from just this realm of negativity that I had involved myself in. It's sort of pulling me back to like being creative, positive, and just happy to be online, right? Because online can be a real cesspool of just negativity. It can. And I accept it for that. But I will create my penthouse on top of that. My penthouse of positivity. It's floating in the sky. Sort of like a castle up there in the sky. I don't know where that went. But another person who is actually doing some really great and positive things in my mind is Dave Zwiedek from the Digital Soup podcast. He actually is sort of like his writing is really quite enjoyable. And then he started this sort of photo slash haiku project where he is releasing an image and putting out a little haiku with it every few days, I believe it was. I think so far he has up to six of them. Yeah, he has up to six of them. And now he's actually thinking about putting it out as sort of a zine, which is great because sometimes creating a website with your work is great, but like putting it out as sort of a material item is just next level for me. And I'm actually using his site sort of to energize myself about the stuff that I'm trying to do with my own site, which has sort of been dormant slightly. It's been on hiatus. he actually has really energized the way I view and think about online things. You know, there is a lot of negativity out there. But if you find a few people like him, you actually are able to sort of realize that, well, it's not all accessible. There is a great amount of positivity out there. And I think people, you go check out his blogs. I honestly think like his blog posts are definitely ones I look forward to reading. I think at one point I tweeted at him saying that I need to come and study how to write my own blog post, which is actually something that I could benefit from because being a speaker of another language besides English, very often I think it's a hindrance. You know, like one thing about me is that sometimes my brain is thinking about something in Dutch and then I translate it from Dutch to English and then I express it. And the expressions sometimes come out and they sound so backwards. I just wish sometimes that I could just express the things the way I hear them in my brain and my mind's eye and just let you hear it, how it's sort of being typed out into my brain. But that is not the case. And funny thing is that when I'm actually speaking Dutch sometimes, I'm actually translating from English to Dutch. So sort of I'm a hybrid of just absolute nonsense. I'm never able to be really and truly myself, except when I'm actually creating photography. That's when I feel like I'm actually speaking my language, photography. Now let's go back to David, right? Usually Dave, if you see him in some spaces. Usually Happy Dave, if you listen to Shutter Time and hear him under. Language for him is words and photography. He speaks both of those really well. He's actually creating a sort of a palette in Lightroom right now with his photography. He's sort of doing a sort of color profile, like a sort of color profile that he's creating. That takes these Fuji files and just gives them that extra something. I don't know. What do you call that extra something? But he's working on that right now. And it is beautiful. And I think that you all should go check that out, right? And that's another person, again, who is doing something that is actually energizing me and sort of making me feel like, yes, like I need to be online and doing things. That, you know, let's go back to that collective I was part of, right? My friends who know about the collective, they actually call it the negativity collective, which is just a sort of, you know, slight jab at the collective. But let's just go back to the collective. I will tell you this, that I'm very happy I was actually a part of that collective because it actually also helped me realize that there's nothing wrong with me sharing more stuff online. And so I will take away that at least from this collective is that I now know that sharing more online and sharing the work that I create online is actually not such a bad thing. It actually feels pretty good. And, you know, like, you know, people often say, you know, you create the work for yourself. And I was really and truly doing that and not sharing it But no, when I'm putting it out there, I have to now accept also the fact that, yeah, I am creating for myself. But the thing is that if someone doesn't like it, I can't use this as an excuse. It is just work that either takes someone and says, hey, you know, I love this or I don't. And if they don't love it, I actually would like to know why they don't love it. I realize that I am okay with being told that something is not hitting the mark. And I think that is what the collective has taught me, is that it is okay to put my stuff out there. It is actually okay to be told that it's not good. I'd rather be told it's not good, because then how else will I learn? There's no other way to learn but to take what is bad and try to elevate it to something that is better. Now, of course, that is all subjective, right? But one can still learn when something subjective is pointed out. One can still learn. So yeah, I'm all over the place today. That's what a hiatus will do to you. But yeah, so go listen to Dave's podcast, the Digital Soup podcast as well. And he actually has a solo, I think there were so far two solo episodes. Wait, what did it do? Yeah, two. Brian Manier was the first one. That was actually a really good episode. People should go check it out, because Brian Manier is a photographer who people would enjoy their work as well. And Brian's work as well, I should say. Yeah, he's a Fuji X photographer. Is that what they call him? Only so. But yeah, so go and listen to the podcast. The regular podcast is also great. I love listening to the podcast. It's on my regular rotation. And go check out the blog. I mean, the journal. Trust me, you won't regret it. Lately, I have been sharing more on Instagram. And you can check my Instagram out, CW Daily, right? CWDALY. You can go check it out. Let's engage there. I think I am actually happy with the work I'm sort of sharing on there. A lot of it is not newer work. A lot of it is actually older work that I just never shared before. If you see work that is actually in the forest, then that is actually newer work. That is my Olympus E500. There's some work that I actually created at the Fat Village, F-A-T Village in Fort Lauderdale. They have sort of art walks the last Saturday of the month. And I created some work there while walking through, but I'm not so sure if I'm going to share any of that stuff. It's good. It just doesn't quite express the actual art walk itself, right? It doesn't tell you what the art walk was like. And so therefore, there's no need really, I guess, to share that because I mean, I guess I could share it because technically it is the kind of work I do create. You know, I love that sort of work where I love taking pictures of sort of storefronts, people in storefronts, people walking by storefronts, people sitting in a storefront eating or drinking. That sort of photography actually speaks to me. And so perhaps maybe at some point I will share some of that. Maybe I should put an image or so of that in the blog post for this episode. And one of my Instagram friends, a person who I've followed for years and I've spoken to for years on here, I actually saw them. They work with a photographer in the studio there, and his name is Chris. His Instagram name is XT_MyWay, so XT_MYWAY. Great guy, great photographer, and I really enjoyed talking to him. I spoke to him for like a good hour maybe, and this is the first time we've met in person, which tells me that I should actually meet more people in person. I don't do that enough. I know that I'm doing a podcast now, and I do how many podcasts now? What, four? I'm on my way to doing a fifth. The fifth one is going to be about sort of my life that involves me doing things that try to minimize suffering to others and myself, but others in the sense of others who have no say. Like, yeah, I might cause suffering to, let's say, that photographer in that collective. And I ended that suffering by leaving, right? But when I say the suffering that I minimize on others, I mean like animals and wildlife and You know, I'm the guy who, if there's a cockroach in the house, I'll walk it out the door and release it in the wild. Yes, I know, I'm that guy. And that's what that podcast might be about. I'll let you know if I actually do release any episodes on that. I have recorded some. I'm not so sure if I should release them because the word veganism is something, and I put my quotation marks up like as if you could see them, is something that is sort of a charged word and people are sort of railing against it a bit. So maybe that might cause more suffering for some people, but in a way I think it kind of is necessary to put out the message that less suffering in every part of our lives are far more beneficial than a bit of suffering by the majority of creatures on this planet for the benefit that is not quite necessary, the quotation mark benefits that is not quite there or necessary for us humans. All right, so this one has been quite long and rambly, but the message still stands. Learn how to let go. Letting go is sometimes the only way to go. And if you can't do it for yourself, if you love the other one, the other person, do it for them. Because sometimes just letting go gives them just enough time and space to realize that they would like to work with you again in terms of relationships, in terms of projects, in terms of many different things. So just learn how to let go.
Return to your regular scheduled programming.
Now, the last Cybercast was really, really a great episode. I absolutely love my co-hosts. Those guys are awesome. The episode title, Dick's Pick, hilarious. Hilarious. And we actually discussed the Hereditary, the movie Hereditary. So if you haven't seen that movie yet, go watch it and then please go listen to Cybercast. Cybercast 095. Just awesome. And this is I, Clay, saying that was an awesome episode. Now, Bubble Sort, another show that, of course, we all know that I'm on, that has two episodes in the can that have to be released. So hopefully those get released like in a short while, especially the first one that has to be released. Because, again, John, Vic, and I, a great chemistry in that show. I absolutely love talking to those guys as well. And I can't wait for you all to hear those. Really can't. Okay, this has been another After Dark. Or what did the 5x5 guys call it? After Dark? I'm not sure. Ciao.